Blog Talk Radio.
Hopefully when you said thirsty is that you laying back in your recliner, you got you something cool, something that's going to wet your whiskers and go down and just thirst, get that thirst going in you, because we're going to be talking about some love tonight. And this is what it's all about. This is the Love Cafe. And you want to ask why the Love Cafe? Because just the acronyms tell you what love is all about. We're going to be talking about true love. The L is for listening. O is for overcoming, and sometimes you overcame what happened in your life. The V is valuable. How valuable you feel like that relationship is. And E is excitement and expectation. That's the Love Cafe, and that's what we're going to talk about. We're going to talk about true love lasts long and strong, and that's what it's all about. It may be a question to you. But if you're not sure, then you think about it and check out the topics we're going to talk about tonight on the Why True Love Lasts Long and Strong. And that's what it's all about. Again, I want to thank each and every one of y'all for joining us on the Love Cafe. We have our menu, and it's full of exciting things tonight. Some topics, and you will get a chance to share your thoughts on. Now, the call-in number for our show is 347-857-4192. And the web link, if you want to just go to the web link and just listen to the show, go to it. It's www.blogtalkradio.com/thesmithway production. So I got several people tuning in. I want to make sure I give them a wave because they're doing that on Facebook. Thank you so much for taking that opportunity just to watch this because we feel like we're going to have an awesome time because as we talk about our menu. Now, remember, we got a menu with three areas that we focus on. One of the first areas, appetizer and starter. That's what we call your lust. When you see it, you're lusting for that person. You're lusting for love, and you want to have love, and you're going to do whatever it takes for love. Then we move to the entree. That's the attraction. We're going to come hard, and we're going to talk about some attraction tonight. What causes you, what characteristics of true love? Do you really know? Do you understand? So you can say, I'm in a relationship that can last long and strong, and I can love that person for a long time. And that's what it's all about. And last but not least, it's a dessert. You know, on the menu. Come on now. Come on now. On the menu, you know, it's all about being able to have something sweet, something that's gonna get that inside going. And I will repeat the call in number again. Just give me an opportunity to finish up with this phase. So you're talking about a dessert, which is the attachment. Now you're attached to that person because you see true love and you think it could be a strong relationship and you know it can last long. Now you want to be a part of the show. It's 347-857-4192. Press 1. I will identify you with the last four digits of your cell or telephone number. If you feel comfortable in your name and location, then I'll ask you to do that. And if you want to share your comments and questions at that time, please do that, as well as your expertise. You might be an expert on love. You might be an expert on true love. And that's what we want to be talking about. So make sure you call in and share this. Now, we also want to let you know we're being broadcast on Facebook, besides Blog Talk Radio on Facebook. And that, if you're on Instagram, because we do have individuals on Instagram on Blog Talk Radio, if you want to connect on Facebook, just go to DR, which is Dr. L. D'Alberto Smith. Then if you want to go to Instagram, that's Coach Dr. Lorenza D. Smith 15. So we have all of those things covered. So we're going to make this thing do what it do. So make sure you're ready to be a part of it. Now, if you want to tweet the show, you have that same opportunity. You can tweet the show at Lorenza D. Smith 15. And that way we can have a ball. You can tweet and we can go back and forth. But you know, you have a great opportunity. If you're on Facebook, you can type in some comments. That's what they have to do. I see some people already doing that. They're typing in comments. I'm so glad they're able to do that. So it's awesome. We're going to have an awesome night. Why true love lasts long and strong. Before we move with that, we want to make sure we take an opportunity to kind of give a shout out or recognize the first responders, recognize respiratory therapists, recognize our doctors, our nurses, our health staff. Make sure we recognize in regards to our law enforcement and to our paramedics, our firemedics, our fire department, all of those people that's providing that response to whatever is going on, the coronavirus, COVID-19. Now, that's just a few. I always want to make sure I give a shout out to these people because at this time, being some people stuck in the house and can't get out, you're ISO or quarantine, mental health. Let's think about our mental health counselors. Think about our licensed clinical social workers or those individuals who can be a part and be important when you're going through anxiety. So you want to make sure you use those individuals. We want to give them a shout out. But we don't want to leave at that point and forget, you know, we could talk about several people. We want to holler at the grocers who's out there. We're stocking the shelves as quick as they can, making sure we have the food that's available so we can survive. But last but not least, I want to make sure I give a shout out to the educators, the teachers, because one thing we don't understand, if you have never been in education, which I retired as a retired educator, that it's important that we adjust to change, and we have to adjust to change. We have to adjust generation after generation, but this is something in the middle of the year is revolutionizing education, online education for everybody throughout the country because of coronavirus, COVID-19. So we want to give all you individuals, if we didn't miss anybody, we're still giving you a shout out. If you're there supporting your children, your significant others, your husband, your spouse, or family members, what it is. But I want you to do one thing when you're in the process of supporting them. Tell them you love them. At the end of the show, I always tell everybody, You know, I love you, and ain't a thing you can do about it. So you do the same thing. Tell your family members that. Tell your friends close enough to let them know I love you, and I appreciate you, man, for what you're doing. I appreciate you, young lady. I appreciate you, friend, for just being that BFF at this time, because we need to have this, because we can't get into a default, get so messed up, and be anxiety come in because we can't do what we used to do. But that's what life is all about, adjusting to time. I want you to keep in mind, no matter how things look like they're easing up, it is not over with. Pay close attention to the professional health individuals. Listen to you hear a lot of stuff on the news. Take for what you want to take out. But one thing you better take out of that, it ain't time to go out and go back to what we used to do. I don't care if people want to protest. They got to get back to work because they got to do all this. Yes, everybody loves to get back to normalcy. But normalcy is not the time. And when we do come back, it's going to be a new normalcy. And keep that in mind. It's going to be a new normalcy. Let's get to our topic because it's going to be exciting. We're going to get this done, you know, about 7 o'clock because that's what it's all about. Why true love lasts long and strong. You ask yourself that. I want you to just think about that. Now, like I said, if you have some thoughts on it, I want you to give me a call and we can chat about it. That's 347-857-4192. Press 1 and make sure I can and see your number, and I'll call out those last four digits of your cell or telephone number. Then I'll ask you to give your name and your location if you choose to. And on top of that, we would love to know what's your comments, your questions, or your expertise. All right, let's get to what we're going to, some things that we want to talk about tonight. First of all, and I do it in every one of my segments when we're talking about love, and we're going to be specific, either real love, true love, selfish love, agape love, or whatever it may be, but we're talking about true love tonight. When you look at true love, you got to ask yourself, what is true love to me? I can't tell you what true love to you, but I can tell you what's to me. True love, and if you're going to say love, it isn't a feeling. Just keep that in mind. I feel like I love you. No, it's truly a state of mind. Just keep that in mind. True love is not a feeling. It's a state of mind. Because no matter how your relationship is going, the relationship may be wild. It might be exciting, you know. But you know when you're in love, when your heart is filled, your heart and soul, and they add that to it, heart and soul is filled with warmness. It feels fuzzy. You know, you just know I feel good. You know, I've never felt like this before. So I want to make sure you understand that when you say true love, you can know and define. You can take that and add anything else you want to add to it. It's a state of mind. It's from the soul. It's from the heart. If a person telling you love, they love you because you look good. They love you because you can offer them things. That's not true love. Because that's to them a feeling. I feel like you can do that for me, even if you ain't shown that. But is it coming from within? Love is from the internal part of your body, not the external. Some people can be as beautiful as you can ever see in the gardens or whatever you want to say, but if their inside is not radiating the love out, then check them out now. They might not be as good as they look because love comes from your heart and your soul. And we want to make sure we kind of look at something. Now, to find true love, that might be something you want to think about. I'm just kind of sum it up in a little bit, but we're going to talk about all phases of it. To find true love and be in love, you got to be able to return love. If you're not capable of returning love, you're not going to be able to be in love. You're not going to be able to find true love because you're not ready for it, because if you're afraid that you're going to get hurt. Yes, true love requires vulnerability. Is that you? When you want to be in love, you feel like you're in love, true love is vulnerability because it comes from inside. It's from the heart and soul. Now, you may feel like you're in love, but it may be a selfish or ego type of love. And that's a problem. But we're talking about true love going to cause the relationship of your marriage to be last long and strong. That's what we're talking about tonight. So make sure you keep that in mind. Now, another thing about true love, it brings about those happy moments in when you can feel good about that person or feel good about yourself. I enjoy being around that person. That person makes me smile. That person makes me laugh. And that's what you're talking about. That's that from that inner part. It ain't an external thing now. So if you're caught up in an external thing, you're not gonna last long. And people can't grow a heart. Some people just don't have one. They have physically have one, but a heart comes, there's a lot of things comes along with having a heart. You know, we can go back to the Wizard of Oz. You know, you remember the Tin Man, he didn't have a heart, so they didn't know how to care about people. But one of the things he was asking for a heart. Every individual that was born into this earth, on this earth, have a heart. Now, the problem is about what kind of heart do you have? Because your heart and soul is tied in. And when you talk about true love, it's about your heart and your soul. It's talking about sacrifice. Are you willing to sacrifice for that person you say you truly love? So it can last long and strong. Are you willing to work hard? Some people call hard work. Think about that. Are you willing to be committed? If you're afraid of commitment, you'll never find true love. Because if you do, it'll be a feeling. It won't be a state of mind. True love is a state of mind. Trust. And these are things that we always talk about. Are you trustworthy? When we talk about a healthy relationship, just a couple of those things I mentioned right there, but you can add several others. And I always try to add it to it. You know, make sure, you're willing really, really to be honest. Are you ready to be honest in a relationship? You to think about that for a second. True love, what does true love mean to you? Once you can understand that and you have a defined ideal of what it is, then I'm going to tell you, it's going to start from the heart and the soul. If you're not feeling it there, you can't have it external and still feel the same way because you know what? It's just a feeling. It's not a state of mind. And that's one of the things we have to deal with. And we have to keep that in mind, a state of mind. You can't be afraid to allow yourself to love. Don't allow anybody else to interpret to you your love. Respect. True love is all about respect. Do you respect that person? Now, there's a lot of things come along we can add into that. But when you're talking about, are you dedicated to making this relationship work, last long and strong? Are you dedicated? Or maybe you're just to the point that, you know, it's a feeling for me and I don't want to go no further because I'm insecure. True love has nothing to do with insecurity. It has nothing to do with it. You can't use that. But true love has a lot to do with vulnerability. You have to be vulnerable. I can't open my heart to you unless I allow myself to be vulnerable enough to open it up. That's what we're talking about, true love. So is that what you're all about? Is that what you have defined true love? If you have, you have a great opportunity to be successful. And you can understand what true love is all about and why it will last long and strong. And that's what we're talking about. And I want you to call in number again is 347. 857-4192. Press 1, and I will identify you with the last four digits of your cell or telephone number. Then I'll ask you to just automatically give your name if you feel good. I prefer you give your location because what we do with charting all where we're being heard all over the country, and we would like and we are all over the world because we are being broadcast all over the world, and then you can offer your comments and questions and your expertise. So we're looking for you to give us a shout-out. Or on Facebook, if you're watching on Facebook, type in your comments, because I'll read your comments once you type them in. Now, don't get to the point where you type them when I didn't get a chance to see them. I want to see what you have to say about true love, what true love means to you. I want you to participate. I don't want to call no names out on here, but what does true love mean to you? Tell me. First of all, I'm telling you, it's a state of mind. It's not a feeling. True love has nothing to do with feeling. True love requires you to sacrifice. Are you willing to sacrifice? Are you willing to work hard on a relationship? Or work hard on a marriage? Are you willing to be committed? Are you willing to trust that person? Or are you honest yourself? You can't require nobody else to be honest if you're not willing to be honest yourself. Are you deceitful? Do you respect your mate, your partner, your spouse, your significant other? This is what true love is talking about. Is that you? And what I like to throw in there, because we talk about when we say a healthy relationship, is self-love. I can't love you if I don't love myself. That's impossible. I can't treat you right if I mistreat myself. And I find that people who like to mistreat you already mistreating themselves. And they don't even understand why they're doing it. They just do it. True love can last long and strong. That's what we're talking about tonight. Now, we're going to look at some signs and characteristics of true love. And you tell me if any of these fit what you're thinking now. We always try to make sure we deal with situations. We got to understand, how can we deal with true love if we don't understand the traits and characteristics? Number one. And I discussed this on previous shows, but it all ties in whether you want to have a long-lasting relationship and a strong relationship, a strong marriage. You got to be able to identify yourself with these things here. For again, these are signs, these are traits or characteristics of true love. First of all, you don't have secrets. Ask yourself, do you have a secret? Action made. What secret you haven't told me? Don't have secrets. You can't have secret in true love. You may pretend. You can hide something, but it's always going to come out some way, somehow. And if you refuse to allow that individual to know that part of you, I think you're wasting their time or your time. You don't play games. I hear people, man, that girl playing games, man. Man, that dude playing games, man. You know, hearing from various people and sources that they talk, playing games. He keeping score. You can't play games when you're talking about true love. And you can't keep score. You can't one-up him. And I had one of, and like I said, type in, and that's what I think of Denise was saying. No, we're not just talking about married people. You know, when we're talking about a relationship, we're including individuals you say that you love, even with family. You can't play games with your family members. If you're gonna truly love your family and say you love your family, all of these things can apply to it too, because you will sacrifice for your family. You work hard to make, you provide hard work to make sure it's successful. You're committed to what you're doing in your family. You trust your family members and you respect them. You love them. Oh, now we want to make sure we understand all this. So you can't play games. You can't keep score. It's all about marriage. It's all about you got a significant other. If you're in a relationship and you think you're in a truly love relationship, and you're playing games, that won't work. I'm telling you, it will not work. The next one, you respect each other. You know the one we said up there earlier about what you have to do about true love. This is a characteristic. You got to respect that person, and they have to respect you. if both of y'all disrespect, it don't take but one time in any kind of relationship for somebody to disrespect that person that all hell can break loose. And what I mean, there ain't got to be nothing physical, but that person, what we call time stamp what just happened. And once they time stamp what happened, you're going to have a situation where the individual is going to always remember that and they're going to bring it back up. We have a caller that's online, and we want to make sure we give them a chance to shout out. I'm going to make them live. That's caller with the last four digits of 4917. How you doing, caller?
Hi, Doc. This is the minister.
Hey. How are you doing?
Can you hear me okay?
Yeah, well, you're kind of breaking up a little bit, but I can hear you now. If you keep that spot right there, that'd be great. Hi, Minister Shannon. How you doing? Minister
I'm
Shannon.
Okay.
Awesome,
I'm Minister
awesome.
Shannon from Montgomery, Alabama, from the Shannon Show on Thursdays. If you guys didn't know, we aired out of Atlanta, but I'm here in Alabama. And I first want to say, Doc, I was so loving the music. It kind of got me in the mood for this conversation.
Okay.
So I appreciate you for that. Just two things I wanted to interject because, I'm in agreement with everything that you said. And I think that was a question or comment someone just said, don't just talk about marriages. Well, and that was good that she put that comment in there. But when we talk about relationships, and I think the topic tonight was true love, why true love lasts long and strong.
Yes.
We talk about relationships, where, you know, there are four types, and we've discussed this before on previous shows, the dynamics of relationships. You have family relationships, friendships, acquaintances, and then you have romantic relationships. So it's not that we leave the marriage out. When we say relationship, it comes in four phases. So it's all in there, but like you said, what's going to make it last? Agape love, we know if you have the love for Christ, that's forever. So, it's not so much we have to talk about that. But we try to focus more on between men and women because family dynamics can be, sometimes we have some dysfunctions there. But what we're trying to get is, men and women in relationships, whether it be the old fashioned of shacking, however you want to say it.
Yeah.
We just want to make sure that you understand what love is. And coming from a medical standpoint, and sometimes I come from the ministerial standpoint too, but just coming from a medical standpoint, the brain is not even matured, whether it's male or female, until you're 24. It is actually mature until you're 24. You know when you're born and we always say babies have those soft spots, those two open fontanelles in the top of their head, and it doesn't close until they're about 18 to 24 months. So we don't start having a mature brain until we're 24. So about 25, if you find somebody at 25, 30, and you say you're in love, I can possibly believe that. My daughter's 27 and she'll be 28 next year and she's getting married. So she's been dating this guy since sophomore. So when you say you're in love, it is a feeling that you have. Your serotonin levels rise. You release endorphins. That's when you know that this is just not puppy love, like we used to say in school, just puppy love. You know, cross that threshold where your brain has said, oh, wow, I really love this person. This is someone that I can spend a lifetime with. And, Doc, you're so correct when you say there's got to be some commitment there. There's got to be some things because if it's not, we can love a person, but we still have to have that foundation. Some fundamental things have to go inside of this true love because you can truly love someone, but do they truly love you enough to stay in there like those vows say through thick and thin, you know, sickness and in health. So, you know, those are things that we think about.
Awesome, awesome, Mr. Shannon. I do appreciate you bringing some real positive expertise in, and that's what it's all about. You know, it's all about, and I really like that point. And my dad had something different he shared with us when we was younger. He said about being really, you might be classified adult at 18, but your brain hadn't fully developed yet until you get about 30 years old that you can understand all the things you went through. So it's the same way when you're dealing with your feelings, which we say is a state of mind, because you at that time dealing with your feelings. And when you get to a point where you kind of understand what you're really feeling from inside out, then it becomes a state of mind, and it takes time. And one of the things, we're in a rush. You know, we have people that are single by choice. Yes, be single if you don't feel like that, you know, you're ready, you met that person that, you know, you prayed and God given your desire. He'll put that person in your life that you can say that I'm in a relationship, that I truly
right.
love this person because it's for my heart and my soul. If you're not
right.
ready for that, continue on your path what will best work for you. But if you have made that and been able to identify that, you allowed yourself to be vulnerable enough. Just keep in mind, vulnerable enough, that means your heart. That's when you open yourself up to a person and you're ready for it. Then you can move from that, you know, that status you want to have, single to people, you know, whatever the marital status or that next step. But let's do it the right way. And that's what we're talking about, true love, doing it the right way. Minister Shannon, I was sharing as some of the traits and signs and characteristics. And, you know, one, I want you to kind of, if you would, share your thoughts on people being authentic, showing that they really care about you. That's supposed to be a sign, a characteristic. It is a sign of true love. Can you just share your thoughts on that since I still have you on the line?
Okay, about one of your characteristics being authentic love. Wow. Authentic, that's a strong word, authentic. I would definitely use the quote from Madea/Tyler Perry, and we've used it several times. You should be able to detect an authentic person. You should be able to detect that within yourself because of what they're giving you back. I'm going to use this word too, reciprocity. You know, reciprocity sometimes is only, well, actually it's not in all relationships. And reciprocity is what I give to you, you give it back to me. Not just that it has to be equal, but if I'm loving you, if I'm bringing gifts home to you, then my husband is doing the same thing to me. And this is before marriage. You ought to be able to take that authentic, true, real, that love that if it's pouring down rain in the middle of the night and you're hurting and can't get out to get to the Walgreens, CVS, and you can call him up or you can call her up and say, you know, I'm hurting. I have a prescription ready. Can you do it? I know it's storming. And if that person gets out of their warm bed, now this is just, this is just, I'm sorry about that phone because I'm in the house. This is a synopsis that I'm saying.
Awesome.
If you say that person can do that, then you can also say that that's some authenticity and within that. I would think so, because they're getting out of their bed, the comfort of their bed, to make sure that you're going to be feeling better. Their heart is with you. Now, that's what I would describe authentic love is, because that person cared enough to get out in the storm, the rain, to make sure that I felt better, that I'm able to have what I need to feel better.
Awesome, awesome. I tell you, Minister Shannon, you hit it on the head, Minister Shannon. You share exactly when you're authentic. You know when a person is authentic or they fake. You know, we hear this thing about fake news, but we got people
right.
who will, their representative just tell you and do everything to make you think they are for real and they're not really. An authentic person, like I said, this is talking about care, and the person authentically care about you. They care about their partner. They care about their significant other. They care about their spouse. They care about their family members. They care about each other. We make sure we do this, and we're willing to get up and sacrifice to do something when nobody else will deal. You can count. You know, he said, my friend, true best friend, I can call them anytime. They'll be there and help me just like that. That's authentic.
Right. Right.
That's
and, you know, Tyler Perry said it, and if, you know, if when a person really shows you who they are, believe them. If that person says, I'm in my bed, that's one sign right there that's not going to work.
Exactly. So that's one of the things. That's a sign, and you got to take heed to all these signs. Now, it'll really hurt you, and people, and I know personally, it really hurts you if you know you're not feeling well, and you call a good friend that's supposed to be good enough to come and help you, even though, you know, they say they're going to come, they may show up 3 or 4 hours. You know, if I wanted it 3 or 4 hours, I'd maybe call out my own bed and got them a car and struggle
right.
to go get
exactly.
it.
Exactly.
So we have to always keep that in mind when we're talking about these signs and characteristics as well as traits. Another one that I always like to tell people to look for or be careful that you're not doing it yourself. You look beyond their faults.
Right.
It's not, you know, if you're not able to look beyond their faults and you holding them to, that's almost like I said earlier about playing games. People keeping score. You got a lot of people keeping scores. And when they keep score, you know, I'm going to one up you this time. It's just like a game, a baseball game, a football game. They keeping scores. And when they doing that, that's a sign that, you know, there's something
right.
going on. We're talking about looking beyond their flaws. You know, we have to look because we all have flaws. No one is excused from having a flaw that makes you feel uncomfortable and sometimes make individuals feel uncomfortable. But sometimes you have to look beyond. They might be sitting up, a person might be, I'm going to just use something, you know, and you can go along with it, not sucking their teeth all the time. I'm just using that, you know, sucking it. You know, you'd be like, wow, what's going on with you? That's a flaw. I don't think I want to deal with that. So, you know, look beyond, if you're really looking for that true love. Got a couple of people now just typing some real positive things here. We had one of the individuals watching had, we can keep in mind emotional connection. When we're talking about these things that let you know that you truly in love, we call it true love, emotional connection. That's one of the things that was typed out. Second, we have to say we also have to learn the other person love language. Here we go. That love language is so important.
Right.
There's five love languages. You know, I want to get into that, but we want to move forward with our agenda as well. We're going to move forward to the format tonight. You know, another one when we're talking about a sign is you show kindness. Mr. Sandler, I'm going to say this. You know, if you want people to show you kindness, you have to show kindness to them. And keep that in mind. The call-in number is 347-857-4192. Press 1. And we'll identify you with those last four digits of your cell, and you offer your comments and your questions, as well as, you know, your expertise. And if you want to tell us your location and name, you can do that. Show kindness. I think kindness
is a part of it.
Plays a lot in when we deal. But I don't want you to take people's kindness for weakness now. Let's be careful when we're dealing with that. People show you kindness, you show them kindness back. We have to keep that in mind. The next one is you have to work hard toward improving the relationship. People ought to consider that. It's hard work. I said that earlier. Sacrifice, hard work, commitment, trust, respect, dedication, devotion, you know, self-love, all of those things. Are you willing to work hard to improve that relationship? Your efforts toward improving that relationship. Are you willing to say, I'm sorry, when you know you said something or did something that needs the apology for? We can't walk around, I ain't going to do that, but if somebody did that to me, you know, I'll do this way, but you'll do it to somebody else and not willing to say that. And my bad ain't no apology, my people. You're adults. We know what apology is. I apologize for what I did. My bad. You know, my bad. That's some children use. And I was in education a long time. I heard that a lot. My bad. So be willing to work toward improving the relationship. It required hard work, 365 days a year, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Just remember that. That's hard work to improve the relationship. And the next one, and Janet, I want you to kind of, and it just, you know, I'm going over several. I'm going to throw this one out. Say, you stay when it going to get tough. Now keep that in mind. Sometimes you stay when it going to get tough. But sometimes that tough get tough, and it's time to go. That thing I always say on the show, and all my shows, when people show themselves, believe what you see. And run and run as fast as you can, because I'm telling you, it is not going to get better. And you know what I said about flaws? Now, that's different from just having a flaw. You have some people, and a lot of young people like saying it, you know, representative. You sent your representative. And then your representative came, you know, came in, showed how nice he was. And some are very smart and manipulative. They'll sit around and listen to what you said. Well, you know, I really would like somebody to turn blue. I'm just using that now, people. Don't get up and just turn blue. They'll turn blue. But that's not truly, because they always going to turn back to the color who they are. They always going to, so you have to be careful. Minister Shannon, you got to think about that when things get tough. Should we just go or stay, or we should work hard? That's supposed to be a sign when people stay when it gets tough. And sometimes we know we can't stay. And you know, I know as well as you know, but share some thoughts on that.
You're exactly right. We want you to, first of all, we want you to be safe within the relationships that you're mm-hmm. in. Relationship, mm-hmm. like Doc said, it's a job. It takes work. Let's use a euphemism, metaphor, if I can. It's almost like climbing a mountain. You know, when you're climbing that mountain, it gets harder. You know, the higher you get, the more altitude you get up under you, the more you got to work, the more you got to breathe, the more you got to dig into the mountain to reach to the top of the mountain. And that's just like your relationship. You got to keep working. You got to keep working and working. And the more that you work, the more that he, she, whomever, we're talking about, I speak more from a female's perspective, but the more that you work at it, if it didn't work out this way, let's try it a different way. You know, you can't keep doing the same thing and look for positive results when all you got were negative. Let's try something else. I also want to throw out there, you know, I know it's not a thing that in our African-American families that we do, we're starting to do it, but it's also okay to go and get counseling, because sometimes you can't figure it out on your own. You and he or she and he, you know, and that couple, you just can't figure it out. There's nothing wrong with getting ministerial help, but also there's nothing wrong with getting PhD help also.
Exactly.
Sometimes
exactly.
It's not always good to go to families. I know as Black families, we reach out to our mom, we reach out to our sisters, but, you know, family getting in, and they put something in your head, and they may not have liked that person from the beginning. Let's try to keep family out. If you want to reach out and get counsel, get a party that's a third party that's not vested, that's not looking to get anything out of it, but to get you all to see that this marriage is worth saving. So it does take work. It does take commitment. But I don't want anyone to stay in a marriage that is abusive verbally, that is abusive physically. Let it be safe, but you got to work at it.
And I'm going to add to that, I don't want anybody to stay in a relationship that's abusive. I don't care if it's physically, mentally, emotionally, financially, and spiritually. If you're being abused, do your best to get out. Now, the author Phoenix Hugh Brown just typed on here, the representative may show up, but that's why you give it time to get to know someone. And I understand, I'm in agreement. And I have another, Seema Jackson says, yes, like a used car. You know, it's going to have some flaws because it's used. But what you have to do if you want to keep it, you must maintain it. You know, people say, that car, I love my car. I'm going to take care of my car. You know, I said something one time, somebody was shocked. I think I drove when I was traveling back from South Florida down in Fort Lauderdale, Sunrise, back and forth up to Alabama. And every time I come, I would get out in front of my car and pat on and say, thank you, baby, so much, you know, because you took me down there and you brought me back. And for the people who's not aware of the time frame from Central Alabama to Sunrise or Fort Lauderdale, Miami, is 12 to 13 hours. That's with maybe getting gas, one gas stop, and getting something to eat. But if you take longer and sit out and try to rest, it might take you 14 to 15 hours. So that car has been running hard, and it took you down by the grace of God. That's what we have to remember. By the grace of God, we was able to go down. It was His grace and mercy now. So the thing about it, I patted on and said, thank you. Thank you so much. I love you. This car, you know, look, not too much. I do all the other things I wouldn't do for a person, a human. I'm just saying, but this is my car. I'm going to take care of this car. And you have to take care of a person as well. So that's what we have to understand. And just like I said, the representative steps in there, and you want to stay, but the representative no longer there, and they start showing who they really are. So even if you go 18 months, I know a relationship. Someone called me about a year ago, was telling me about a relationship. They was in a relationship, and this individual, they was, you know, they was up in the age, in the 40s, the early 50s, and the individual was, you know, they had brought them into their home, and they was trying to, seemed like it was trying to help them. You know, you can bring in anything stray and bring in and try to help them. But brought them in and wondered why they couldn't get a job. And the car, the person thought they was driving, wasn't even the car, was the parents' car. And she found out why he couldn't get a job. Out of 18 months, he had been incarcerated. But he never told her that. See, he was putting a representative out there for 18 months. I just want people to think about it. And you have to get it. It's not a certain, not 6 months, not 12 months. But I said, God sent that person, the one you desire, you'll know them because you're going to have an emotional connection, Yvette Smith says. An emotional connection. You're going to have a connection, and that's another one of the healthy traits. You got to connect with that person. Right. If you're not connected with that person, I'm telling you, but it has to be an internal. It's not an external thing. So we have to keep that in mind. All right, we're going to look at a couple more things. We have probably about 13 minutes. We're going to look at a couple more things that helps you, or keys to help you to build a long-lasting love. And these are some of the things that's going to help it connect so it can last a long time. Keep the line of communication open. My hashtag is communicate four, and number four, understanding. And that means that the line of communication is open because if you're talking, I'm listening. I'm not trying to out-talk you. And when I'm talking, you're listening. So we can come to some kind of agreement, a gentleman agreement. I want y'all to keep that in mind. I'm saying a gentleman, but something that's where we both can agree on what we're talking about. But if I don't ever hear what you're saying because I'm running my mouth, I watch a lot of court shows on TV throughout the day. You know, we're in the ISO and we're quarantined right now. There's a lot of shows on Judge Mathis, all them shows. I give them a shout-out, Maybelline, People's Court. And one of the biggest concerns I have is when they come there, the defendants in the plane, you can't tell your story because some judges will tell you when they talk, you be quiet, and when the other person talks, you be quiet. But they won't let. When they say something to strike a nerve, they want to cut it down because you know what? They don't want the judge. They don't want the person who's mediating the case to hear it. That's what we do. We don't want the other person to say what they need to say, so we don't keep the line of communication open. Meet in the middle. Sarah, what do you think about meeting in the middle? How would you want to describe that, meeting in the middle?
I think that goes right along with what you said with the lines of communication, Doc, because communication is defined as we have one sender and we have one receiver. And to have one receiver and one sender means that somebody has to be actively listening. Now, we're in education, Doc, we're in education, and we know that actively listening doesn't mean that if I ask a question, well, darling, I think we should have liver for dinner, and you say, well, darling, I think we need to go outside and jump on the cat and kill the chickens and bring in the four mews and eat it. He said, oh, yeah, that's good. So that tells me what? He's not actively listening. So you have to, yes, there has to be communication in order to meet in the middle. Because if you don't know what your partner is saying, you haven't made that, what Doc said, connection. You don't know what they're saying to you. You can't feel what they're feeling. How will you ever meet in the middle? And meeting in the middle means that I've got to bend a little. I've got to compromise. I like expensive clothes. But this month, my husband or my boyfriend, they say, well, baby, we're going to put back $200. So, you know, that dress you wanted for $350, can you find one for $150 and we just put back $200? So for me to say I love him would be for me to say yes. That's meeting in the middle, compromise.
That's awesome. Thank you, Minister Sherman. That's awesome. Come on, you can share some thoughts. Okay.
Well, it doesn't necessarily mean that every time you have to, you know, but, yeah, you have to meet, you know, there has to be a middle ground. And for most couples, you will find that happy lives, happy wife, happy husband, happy lives.
Awesome. Awesome, man. That's what it's all about, meeting in the middle, not always trying to one-up someone. You got to keep that in mind. We're talking about keys to building a long-lasting love and a true love. The third one is put family first. And if you're dealing with anybody that is not willing to look at that situation because your family is so important. You know, I always tell people I look at individuals and how they treat those people we say they truly, truly love, which is their family. How you treat your children, if you have children, or anybody that can fall in that capacity as a youth under you, how you treat your siblings, anybody that fall, if you have sisters and brothers, you know, how you treat them, and thirdly, how you treat your parents or the elderly person or the guardian that's in your life can kind of determine truly, truly to a sense where you are in your life. That's, we're talking about keys to building now. If there's if you're not even taking care of your own children, how do you think you're going to take care of that that person, that adult person, or take care of the individual that you're trying to be in a relationship with? It doesn't work that way. You can't even take your own children, and you're always fussing and fighting with your siblings, and you're disrespecting the people who serve in that place of wisdom, I call. And it's a problem. You have a problem, and you're not going to be able to function. That's one of the keys that keep you out from being successful, because a lot of times if you got some issues going on with you, anger or not, or whatever it may be, you know, you're not going to ever be able to meet in the middle. You're not going to be able to keep the lines of communication open. It's going to be a challenge, and that's one of the things that we have to kind of keep an eye on. So that's the third key to building a long-lasting true love. Last one is maintain a strong partnership. You know, to have true love, to last a long time, and you got to have a partnership. Now, it ain't so much as you going to say in a marriage or you saying in a relationship, boyfriend or girl. I'm talking about in your family. People don't realize. In your family, you got to have a strong partnership with them. You got to be able to do these same things. If you're not capable of doing it, you're going to have a challenge. Maintain a strong partnership. Some of us can't do it because we're all about self. You know, we was talking about the types of love previously in one of the shows. We were talking about true love versus self-ego love. If you're all about yourself, if you're all about an ego, I'm telling you, you will not be able to maintain a strong partnership with nobody. You're not going to be able to do it on the job. You're not going to be able to do it. And these are keys that you got to keep in mind that helps you build a positive relationship. The call-in number is 347-857-4192. Press 1. And I'll make sure I identify you with those last four digits and ask you to give us your name, location, if you choose to, then you offer your comment. We're down to a few more minutes here. And quickly, I want to kind of share a couple here, and you can respond to them. And this is going to be five key practices that we, if we want to create a thriving and passionate long-term relationship, true love in a long-term fashion. Number one, being a master of commitment. A master of commitment. Shannon, you'd like to share any thoughts on that right quick. A master of commitment, and it's talking about real commitment. You understand real commitment, so you become a master if you understand commitment. Go ahead, Shannon.
Right. I don't think that needs explaining. A wise person once said, what's understood doesn't need explaining. The two words themselves speak volumes. So I don't have any comments on that.
Awesome. Because, see, that's what it's all about. You know, like you say, you got a master degree in whatever you have in. You got to have a master degree of understanding of commitment and how commitment works. Some people don't have that. That's why you can't build a long-lasting or created thriving, passionate, long-term relationship because you have a problem with that. And the next thing
with
is becoming emotionally transparent. Come on now. One of the things that Yvette Smith said earlier, emotionally connected, emotionally transparent. People say, I'm going to be transparent with you. You have to be emotionally transparent. That's why I said, well, how you do that? You know what? You know, we don't try to hide these feelings that you really have from within, because if they're there, they're going to come out.
Right.
You got to be transparent.
Emotional transparency is a very, very good one. I will come in on that one. Because, you know, what happens is, if you never let your partner know that something they said hurt your feelings, or maybe it just didn't sit right in your spirit and you don't say anything, they don't know. People are not clairvoyant, meaning they can't read your mind. And then if you never say anything and you continue to take, it's okay sometimes not to say something. But what happens is it keeps building and mounting, and you implode from the inside out, and then you're in a rage. And that's just not a way to communicate. When you're mad, you say things and you hit below the belt. So try to be transparent and let them know at the beginning. I don't think, darling, that was something that you should have said, because it hurt my feelings. Be transparent.
Exactly.
Let them know.
Exactly. And that's what it's about, being transparent. If you already afraid of vulnerability in regards to your emotions and everything, open your heart up, then this won't apply to you. You won't be able to operate in a created, thriving, passionate relationship if you can't be transparent, emotionally transparent. And the next one is breaking the cycle of blame and criticism. You know, we all can talk on that. It's easy to blame the other person. I was talking to a friend today. He called me out of Maryland. He was just sharing the thought that he was talking about. Too many people always want to be the victim in a relationship or a divorce or when it ended. Somebody, when you never tell the whole story, you're going to tell a story that makes you look like the victim. And that's one of the things. You know, you got to be, you know, you got to break the cycle of blaming other people for what happened to you, criticizing someone else because the relationship wasn't successful. It wasn't successful because both of you. It wasn't just one of you. And you got to accept, I am just as much fault for the thing. I have to take my credit for what I didn't do to be successful. If you wanted to be a thriving, passionate relationship and last a long time. And that's what it's all about right there. And just one more we want to kind of touch on. It says you must become a master of verbal and nonverbal appreciation. That's a mouthful. Stay with that one now. Verbal and nonverbal appreciation.
Yeah, men need that. Men need that. Women need that too. verbal appreciation and nonverbal appreciation. I love you, honey. You did good today. You cook good. You look pretty. You smell good. And sometimes just bring in flowers in, the nonverbal. Or even, I would even say sometimes just looking at your significant other in that sexual, flirtatious way, and you all are mature enough to know what I mean when I say that. You can just look at a person and they can start just getting all giddy and bubbly inside, and then that feeling of love starts. So that's that nonverbal that makes you say, oh, you know, let's and I may be getting off the topic, but I also wanted to add, and this may have to be another show to be continued. And if you're out there listening, my dad, you know, is Bishop, and Bishop would always have marriage seminars. So I'm speaking in terms of marriage. I know we love comfortable in our bedrooms as a husband and wife. We love to be comfortable in a relationship. But guys, I would suggest, and I had one too, king-size beds are not good. And let me say why, because I know they're comfortable and big. But there's an old saying, never go to bed mad or angry with your husband or your wife. Because if you do and you're in a king-size bed, guess what happens? He doesn't touch you. You don't touch him. Yeah. But if you're on a queen size and a full size bed, and you went to the, guess what? Body's going to start touching and rubbing. Sometimes that we start, you know, and the bedroom is not defiled. God says once you marry, you do. But when you get that touch, you never want to stop touching your partner. Sex is a very large component of a lasting, strong relationship. So, no, we're not saying don't buy king-size beds because people like them. But what we are saying in a new relationship is not a good thing to do. And a new marriage is not, because if you don't touch him, I'm going to bed mad. I don't touch him. All I'm feeling is air. I wake up mad. So, you know, kind of stay with keep the touching.
Awesome. I tell you, watch. You know, these are the kind of things that we want to share, because, you know, our title was Why True Love Lasts Long and Strong. And we gave you some things. We gave you some keys. We gave you some characteristics, traits. We gave you some things that's going to make the relationship creative and passionate. That's what it's all about, and that's what this show is all about. You know, like, we're so excited because we're heard in 16 countries, and if you call in or you're just on Facebook, and I make sure I give you the shout outs. You're going to be, people going to hear about you all over the world, that you was a part of the Love Cafe. And that's what it's all about. Love Cafe with the L is listening. We talked about listening, you remember, and being transparent. And the O is for overcoming whatever whatever challenges come about in your relationship and whatever you do, working toward true love. Value what your love and your situation. If you don't understand true love, find out what it is. Find out the love language. Find out what makes you click and when you feel comfortable in a relationship. And the E is always related to your expectations, your excitement. If you're not happy in a relationship, you're not happy in a marriage, then you're falling short. And that's what the cafe is all about. We're going to touch on it. We did it tonight with our menu. It's been awesome, but we're at the closing of the hour. I want to give a shout out to Minister Shannon Lewis, Hendricks Lewis, if I can say that. Now, I appreciate your Minister Lewis for being a part of it tonight. But Minister Shannon has a show that comes on fourth Thursday of the month. And we're going to get her on when she's ready to get back. And I know we've been going through things with coronavirus, COVID-19, and we had the holidays, we had a lot of things, but we're going to get back on track, and you'll be hearing her voice on that fourth Thursday at 8 o'clock Central Standard Time, 9 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. But tonight, we really appreciate you, Minister Shannon, for being a part of it, because that's what it's all about. We support, and we're on top of each other, because I'm the producer for her show. I don't have a problem with it. That's what life is all about. You know, when you get caught up and won't be transparent, this is what happened to you with most people. You can't strive. You can't grow. You can't survive. And the shout-out of Queen Minister Lewis, she's talking. You hear her live. Thank you so much, as I said, Minister Lewis.
Thank you.
Katrina Garland Stevenson. She remembers Zeta Phi Beta Sorority and Minister Shannon at Eastern Star. Make sure you give her that shout out. We have Denise Stephanie out of Berkeley, California. Thank you so much for joining us. You had comments. Thank you for the comments as well. We have is Adrian Carpenter. Thank you so much as well. Belinda Davis, member of Delta Sigma Theta Sorority. Belinda, thank you for joining us. We also have Marilyn Barnes, and she's a member of Zeta Phi Beta Sorority Incorporated. Thank you for the support, Marilyn. We have Lisa Maria Smith Sherrod. She's joining us often. Thank you, Lisa, so much for joining us. We also have Edna Richardson, a good friend of mine. We was cohorts in the state of Alabama in regards to career tech directors. I was director of accounting. She was still a director of Monroe County School System down in Monroe, Alabama. We thank you so much. That's Edna Richardson. She's a member of Delta Sigma Theta Sorority. Yvette Smith, she had an emotional connection. She's my biological youngest sister. Thank you so much, Yvette. We have Andrea Lewis Williams. Thank you. Nicole Davidson. I gave her a shout out last night because she was one of my students when I was at McKenzie School. And Nicole was probably down in the very small, the early years of elementary. And I used to have them for PE, so that's been a long time ago. But she's doing well. So she's, you know, I'm going to applaud her for her service to our country and protecting us and being a part of that. Again, Nicole, as I said last night, Davidson, thank you so much. And look forward to seeing, tell you folks hello down in McKenzie, Alabama. I know you're not down there, but tell them hello as well. We have, again, Dana Bowser, member of Zeta Phi Beta Sorority out of Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. And she's the Zuma Mamacita. I got it right. Go ahead on. And that's Dana Bowser, member of Zeta Phi Beta Sorority. We have author Phoenix Q. Brown out of the state of Michigan. And she has an outstanding book we had on the show. She's joining us as well. She's a member of Zeta Phi Beta Sorority Incorporated. Cecima Jackson, how you doing, Cecima? Thank you so much for joining us. It's always good to have you on here. We have Kaylee Dickinson. Thank you for joining us as well. We have Marvin Lala Smith, good friend. Thank you, Marvin, for joining us so much, and you know, often, and I appreciate you, and appreciate you for joining us. It's Celie Monique Newsom Chambers. Thank you so much, Chambers, for joining us. Celie Monique Newsom Chambers for joining us as well. We also had a tag in by Beverly Shay Johnson, Lashay Johnson. She's hit me as well. Thank you so much, and sending messages here and there. Thank you. It's been awesome tonight, but we could wrap it up. We went beyond our time, but God is good. He has some things for all of us. Even though we're dealing with coronavirus and COVID-19, you know, he will do it. And I want us to keep in mind, even though we talked about love, true love, lasting long and strong, but we have to have our love for God, and God has a love for us. And he's going to take care of us. We're going to make it through this. But we have to follow the directives. Not time to challenge the directives. I seen more cars. I went out, had to go again to get something essential today. And I saw more cars out than I saw on Wednesday. There was a lot of people out yet today. A lot of people out just driving. And I know all these things they're looking for is not. A lot of them didn't have a mask on. And I'm just saying to people, well, I don't need one. Well, you know what? That's fine for you. But if they said put a mask on, I'm going to put a mask on. And I ask you to do the same thing because I want you around so you can be a part of this network, this production company, which is a Smithway production company, not just in the 2020, but 2021, 22, 23, and whatever God bless you to be around. We want you to be here. So make sure we follow. You know, the thing about it, we're going to have a new normalcy we're going to have to deal with when we come to a point of kind of getting a little control of what we're dealing with right now with coronavirus and COVID-19, we're going to have a new normalcy. And we're going to see, don't feel bad if people stand 6 feet away from you. Social distancing will continue on. and think about it, because we're not sure in control of this, and we will probably might not ever be, but just follow what's required of you, follow what you've been told, you know, because it's all about, you know, the hashtag I give to y'all. You know, we have to keep on grinding, whether you're at home, grinding, dating, day in and out, making sure you take care of your job. You may have some financial situation. They just sent out that stimulus check. Most of you, if you was with the United States Treasury Department, you should have received, because over $80 million went out yesterday, and another $40 million checks went out today, and they'll be going on to most likely Friday. It may go to Saturday, like they started on the Saturday when they said that was a little bit ahead of themselves. So you're getting a check, and they'll be doing it next week, and they'll skip to the 4th. So just make sure whatever you get, take care of it. File for your unemployment if you have to, and that's additional up to $600 added to what you will get. I was listening to something today, and I was a little disturbed. One of the owners of this catfish fried place, he says employees making more money now being unemployed, and it seemed how it felt like he was upset about it. But you know what? We have to survive, and we have to take the opportunity to survive. So we had an awesome night tonight, and my first hashtag is, I always say, keep on grinding. My second hashtag is communicate for understanding. As we're talking about listening, communicating, commitment, these are the things about true love that you got to be willing. You got to be transparent. You got to be emotionally connected to what you're doing, all these things. And last but not least, as we close it out, it's, you know, God is in charge. And we don't own the rights to this song, but we want to make sure we play it, because he will do it. Won't he do it? He will do it. You got to have trust in him. So have an awesome night. Check us out on a special guest. That special guest is a licensed clinical social worker.
Nobody stopping me. They try to break me, try to pick me up, but under days it's overturned. So bad I thought of your life. But ain't no one was stronger than the one who came and laid down his life. And I got
I love you, and I'm saying
it. Don't last too long. So big old step in and make it alright. Only do it if you would. Fight your battles for you. They gon' wonder how you sleep at night. Only do it if you will. Anybody tell you something different, you know that's a lie.
It's only